Hiya, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton, and this episode of the Team Talk is brought to you by For Fuck's Sake Kev, which means that joining me on this call, I have Kev Walsh, I have Mike Keaney, and I have Lizzie Doyle. And Jurgen Klopp has just held his first press conference of the Premier League season, his pre-Leeds United press conference. So we're going to react to that. He talks about transfers, obviously. He talks about a few sort of changes to the season and things like that around Corona, which we'll talk about as well. There'll be a Leeds caller coming up as well, and then we'll do our team news and predictions in the second part of the show. But starting off with transfers, then Lizzie, I knew he was going to be very blunt on the transfer thing, but he was sometimes when he's blunt, he comes off as quite like passive aggressive almost, whereas in this one he was quite like a funny blunt, I always thought. So when I think it was Vinny O'Connor asked him if he had a conversation with Jeannie Wijnaldum, he said, "I think when Jeannie's been here, I've had 500 to 600 conversations with him." But I get the feeling that this conversation with Jeannie might have been a bit different to the other 499 or 599 he's had.
I think so too. I think he was blunt, but I think he was vague. Like with Klopp, I've seen him completely and utterly shut down things when the bullshit. And he got asked three things today about transfers, and all three of them were solid answers. Jeannie, Thiago, and Ryan Brewster. Not one of them did he give a solid answer to. So to me, what I got from that thing about Jeannie is he also mentioned about the future, but I don't know about the next couple of years, but the future for now, which obviously is his contract runs out at the end of next season. So he's talking about that and saying it's all good. But how good it is, I'm not too sure. I mean, it made me start to think by listening to the press conference if actually the thing that I've said all along couldn't happen of Jeannie and Thiago because they just wouldn't allow for them to be in the same team might actually happen. And that if Barcelona are offering like only 10 million for Wijnaldum, then he's worth more for one season than going on a free to Liverpool, than selling him and bringing in a Thiago. So I found from this press conference actually that like my mind started to change a little bit, and that there's a possibility we could see both Jeannie and Thiago in the same side because he just didn't shut down any of the rumours. So he was very Klopp about it and had a big giggle. Which to me is a very cheeky, sheepish. I'm going to try and get out of this with my big beam and smile, and you're going to believe me.